You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Moshe was given a new name. What was the new name?
Moshe,
yeah. So now, when was this name given?
When he was taken from the body. When he grew up in the palace, no?
When he was grown in the palace?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Obviously, they don't call him in Hebrew name.
But when, who gave him the name anyway?
Batya, no?
Oh, Batya. Yeah. Batya gave him the name. But when did she give him the name?
I think when she put it out of the water, he gave it the name because he said, I got him out of the water.
You sure?
Yeah, that's what it means.
Well, who gave you this information? No, where did you find this information from?
Yeah, Ruach HaKodesh.
Ruach HaKodesh, yeah. So that's valid, this one. But we don't reveal the secrets.
I read it somewhere. I don't know what I...
Why do you need to read it somewhere? It should say in the Torah. Why Midrash? The Torah is not good. What did the Torah say?
That I don't know.
You don't know what the Torah says? The question was when? That's our subject.
What is the question about?
When Batya named Moshe? I don't think so. That does not say.
No,
I don't know. I don't think that's what the Torah says. I mean, you should not trust me, but... Well, for the meaning, maybe in a little bit we get to it. But they're just very simple. When the name was given. Oh, we have some help now. So they're going to give us the answer. Yeah, when the name of Moshe was given. When she pulled... When she pulled the baby out of the water.
Yeah.
Not accurate.
When she gave it.
When the name was given?
By the original Hebrew name?
Yeah, the extra name, Moshe. Yeah.
Oh. After touching the fire, maybe?
Oh, you mean when you went to the palace?
Yes.
But when the Paro asked, what is this baby? What did she say? Is this baby? So the name was given sometime.
Yes.
When Miriam came.
When Miriam came.
When Miriam and Yocheved came, that's the time. When they came to with him milk.
Oh, when they were mothers giving milk.
No. Miriam took the baby to Yocheved. Yocheved came to Batya.
Yocheved came to Batya because Miriam took Yocheved to Batya.
Oh. I have to give you a new chumash, I think.
Yocheved?
I have a different chumash.
I have a different one.
Yocheved took it.
Yocheved took it?
Yeah,
you need a new one too.
This baby and feed him and bring him back.
Where was Yocheved? That was only Miriam there.
Miriam was when I'm drinking.
Really?
Yes.
That's what it says in the
That's
Torah? You have such a information. So Miriam took the baby. Yocheved was not there. Good?
Okay.
All right. So Miriam took the baby to his mother. What was the mother's name?
Yocheved.
Very nice. And then what happened about the name? When the name was given?
After Yocheved bring it back.
When did she bring him back?
Baby. How long they feed the baby?
Few months?
Yes.
Just few months.
No, more. Once it finished, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember how many months. Did we ask you for this?
We did, we asked her.
We asked her.
Yeah. Baby stayed with his mother for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. Says Vaidana Yelet, Rashi Agadosh says that he was nursed for 2 years.
That's a long time.
Well, that's what exactly, you know, is suggested for the babies. There is actually... It's a very great remedy for the babies to be nursed in such a time. It's what they become holy, you know, because they're nourished by their mother. There's a lots of depth in it. So now it says in the Torah, "Vagdan ha'yeled," when the baby was brought back to Batya, because till now, nobody knows what's going on.
Yes.
Paro doesn't know what happened. So then we see the Torah informs us, at this moment, at the age of 2 years old, she named the baby. That's what the Torah says.
What did she say to Paro about the baby?
We'll get to it. So now, here, that was the second step. So now the question is, why she felt that this baby should have a name?
Because Hashem gave them matana.
Not everybody has a name.
She wants to remember.
I'm sorry?
Not everybody has a name.
Did she ask if this baby has a name?
I don't think so.
Didn't? Did she know Miriam is the sister of the baby?
No?
Didn't know? Did she know that she was nursed by the mother?
No.
You're on the no dan day today. So she didn't know this is the sister, and she didn't know that she was nursed by the mother.
Yeah?
She knew? So she know this is a sister, and she know this is a mother, and said, "I'm going to keep the baby."
Yeah?
No. Aye. That's not nice. To take somebody else's baby.
She keep the two maidens, so she knows what's going on. That's why.
No, that's not the point. Did she know that she's taking the baby from the mother?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that's not nice. Is it nice?
No, because only can have milk from the mother.
Understand. But if it happened to be that the baby is going back to the mother.
It will be a degree for the baby. So there is something with Chas v'Shalom happened to Moshe. So she was doing the right thing. Says here, I know it's your baby, but here it means safe. And I'm going to call him Moshe.
The decree was... First of all, at the time of the birth, that they had to get rid of the baby.
Right.
Or threw it in the ocean. But here, it's already done.
Okay. Tim, you're going to be here at 8:30.
So obviously, she had no clue that this is the sister, and he was nursed by the mother. Because she would never, ever took away the baby from the mother. It goes without saying.
She didn't know that Moshe was Zeus?
Of course she knew.
She knew?
Yeah. Of course she knew. It says in the Torah that she realized this is a Jewish baby. Yeah. So now, she decided to give a name to this baby. And she picked the name.
Moshe.
What name?
Moshe.
Moshe. Why she named him Moshe? Is this Hebrew or Misri? It's an Egyptian name.
Hebrew.
Is it Hebrew? Egyptian?
I think so. Said, "I'm out of the water."
I'm out of the water.
It's the Hebrew it's the Hebrew version of the Egyptian to take out the water.
Very nice. So now here, Rabbi Ben Yishchai, Yosef Chaim Vardad explains, Zachuta Maran Aleinu, it says in Mitzri, Mo means water. Mo, and She means to be pulled out. So that's why she named him Moshe.
Is Arabic or
Arabic, yeah. Arabic. Mitzri, they, yeah. So now here, there's a little bit of technicality here. Because Moshe doesn't mean that being pulled out. Moshe means you will pull out. Not you've been pulled out, but you will pull out. But here, the point here is Moshe name positive or negative name? You have anybody here, Moshe?
Yeah.
Is this positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. Like, let's say you name somebody like falling, that he fell like from the roof.
Negative.
So here, like what Moshe would feel that he, at the age of 3 months old, he was taken on the water. What kind of feeling it would give him? Positive or negative?
Very positive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would not be scared or have phobia?
Well, he will like now.
I understand, but you keep thinking, you know, when I was a baby, I was in the ocean, I didn't know what was going to happen to me, and then, whatever. You think so?
He was saying.
But would it like scare you?
Yeah, he was traumatized.
No?
Of course.
You agree?
Of course.
It's a scary name.
Yes. But it has the same letter of Hashem.
That's the Gemara. Beautiful. Very nice. Beautiful. Yes. Understand. It's a very powerful name. So now here, according to the grammar of the name, actually, Moshe doesn't mean being pulled out. Moshe means will pull out.
So it's in the future.
Yeah, because the right grammar, if what Batya meant that was being pulled out, he should have been named Mashui, not Moshe. Mashui means to be pulled out. But Moshe means you will pull out. You pulled out. So actually, what Batya wanted to implant the message in this baby, should call him Mashui, not Moshe. So, obviously, he had some intention that gave such a name to him.
Maybe she had a hidden prophecy that he's going to take the Yehudim out of the tribe.
Now, but it's related to the water, you're right, but has to have some connection to the water.
What is pure? She went in to take
care. No, he's telling Moshe that you pull people out of the water. That's what the message of the name is. Moshe, that's what it means. Like the lifeguard.
Yeah.
You know, people, like they work at the lifeguard, what do?
They pull out people out of the water.
Yeah, so everybody's name is Moshe. All the lifeguards are named Moshe.
So that means the redeemer, she must
have called
him a redeemer.
No, remember here, her prophecy, did it take place at all?
Yes.
Did it happen? You mean when they went through the ocean?
Yes.
But what did Moshe do? Did he pull Am Yisrael out of the water?
Yosef,
but not Moshe. Or you can say
Nachshon. Yosef, he pulled Yosef.
Fine.
Out of the water.
But pulling people out of the water, you're getting through the water either because Yosef, Hatzadik, or Nachshon ben Aminadab, or the Mate that he showed to the water, the holy name. That's what it's about. But Moshe didn't do anything. I mean, he guided Am Yisrael to go through the ocean.
He was the role model. What else do you want him to be?
But he didn't pull anybody out of the water.
He was the Shaliach.
Fine. But the name doesn't match.
Maybe he himself is going down.
Sorry?
Maybe himself.
No, but this is that you pull people out of the water. Let's see, what happened at the time that Moshe was placed on Nile? What happened exactly at that moment?
The water became calm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does it say? But they felt Moshe. They felt Moshe that he's on the water. The whole ocean became quiet.
The water was very pure. They fight. They love Hashem, so they know what's going on.
So they sense the 3 month old baby.
Yes.
How's that go? So now here is a very interesting midrash. That is what at the time that Moshe was placed underwater, the astrologers came to power and said, Mazel Tov! The Redeemer of Am Yisrael, it was thrown in the water. They saw on the stars, on the Mazalot, that's it. We got him. Finished. So now, at that moment that Moshe was placed on the Nile, Paro canceled the Gezerah. So that means actually by Moshe being placed on the Nile, he pulled out every boy out of the water. That's what Moshe means. And that's what Batya meant. Batya meant you were the cause that all the babies will be saved. That's what Moshe did. So now here there's a powerful message, and it is that what does name mean, actually? The name that you're given, what is exactly is all about? And here we learn a very, very important lesson. And that is the name that you're given is not supposed to be passive. You know what passive means?
Without thought.
Well, here. Back to what the message of the Moshe could have been. Pulled out or you will pull out. What's the difference? To be pulled out and you passive. They took me out. But here, Batman, no, you pull out. So that means the name that is given to you is not supposed to be passive. That means it has to be
positive.
It has to be
positive. You have to utilize the name.
Positive.
Utilize it through other people. That means your name has to be
active, productive to other people. And that's what the difference here is. That Moshe's name doesn't mean that you were pulled out.
Okay, pulled out. So what?
So no.
Your name's supposed to pull out other people from whatever difficulty that they might go through. There's a very interesting study that took place. I could say, just imagine that you're sitting at the table and then you hear tick.
Somebody playing with the coin.
No. You see a drop comes from the ceiling. So what is your reaction toward this phenomenon matter that took place?
What's going on out there?
You look at the ceiling.
Yes.
So you do hit what you do. You do it. Yeah. And not only that, you see there's a prophet, a Navi, just pass by you at the table, and he says, there's a leak. So, wow, he has a Ruach HaKodesh. He realized there's a leak. He's a Navi. Why you look at the ceiling? Go get a ball, get a top. What do you mean? You did meditation on the ceiling? You have a Ruach HaKodesh? That, you know, the drop is coming out of the ceiling?
That's how our reaction exactly to the matters are. You're passive.
No, yeah. Fine. Well, what are you going to do? You become a prophet, and with your Ruach HaKodesh, you realize that there is a leak from the ceiling.
And that's what exactly matters in life. That's what we become. Get moving, do something, Baba John. We just sit there and look at the ceiling.
And that aspect through every part of our life applies. And here we learn you're not supposed to be passive. You have to pull the problem and bring a solution, bring a Yeshua.
They're waiting for Hashem to do it for
you. Yeah, but Hashem has a lot of things to do. When it's happened and you see the leak, it's not that, there's a leak. Hope Hasaku Baruch. Thank you for informing us. But the point of matter here is that you have given the mission that when you see that something needs to be taken care of, that means night makes sense. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, through his life, has such a boost. Why? Because at age of 3 months old, he pulled millions of babies out of the water. So now here's the beautiful point. When was he placed on the ocean?
When? After the 3 months.
So when is it?
Was born 6 months or it was 9 months?
I understand. Well, in the Hebrew calendar, when is it?
Which day?
Yeah, which day?
It was Pesach.
Pesach?
Yeah.
He was born on Pesach?
Yes.
I thought it was on 7th of Adar. That's what I heard. No? 7th Adar is good. And then the mother kept him for 3 months. So now you add 7th Adar plus 3 months, you get?
3 months? Or 6 months?
No, 3 months.
Yes.
It's not Av.
When would it be?
When is it?
When is it?
Yeah.
You know when it is.
Adar.
You don't need to go to the offer. I don't know it. What's the answer?
No, no, it's good. Make sure.
Adar March, so 3 months after Nisan, Iyar, Sivan.
Chazak Yom Baruch. What day of Sivan?
So you have to come for me. Can you listen for me?
Close. Kala Kedosh. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was placed on the Nile on 6th of Sivan. What happened on 6th of Sivan? What happened?
Shavuot.
Chazak Yom Baruch. Matan Torah. Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom because at age of 3 months old, he had such a yisurin that you would place on the water. I'm going to give you matana. The day that you were placed on the Nile, I'm going to make it Moed Egon. The Matan Torah, exactly on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, even at the age of 3 months old, he didn't know what the Yisurin is, what the suffering is all about. But here we see how Rabbeinu Shalom rewarded him exactly the date that he was placed on the Nile. And the message here is, Kala Kedosh, every hardship that we go through, we can make it a festival. Every difficulty that we go through in life, if we realize that how great and Rahman and merciful Ibn Shalom is with us, he can turn every bit of Yisurin to the Chag, to a festival. So that means every day of your week becomes festival. So that means the more you swim, they give you, so then you can make more hagim. Shiniske, be able to make mo'adim after mo'adim. Shiniske, be sure that Hashem, the geulah shelema, b'sod Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, amen ki ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.